have you no shame? Is nothing sacred?
The one in the supermarket?
No, you never got...
Suture.
Suture.
Thank you, nurse.
You're welcome.
Car world and...
The ABC presents Graham Kennedy's R.S. Playhouse. A deep and meaningful...
Various...
Written by Gary Riley and Tony Zapper. The work silently beckoned.
Oh, that's terrific, Radcliffe. The moment we sneak into the place, you start talking to people.
He talked to me.
We had it all planned, what we were going to say.
I forgot.
Well, next time, let me do the talking. Now, just get into the lift.
Don't want to.
Get in.
I want to walk.
It's 9 floors, Radcliffe. I'm not dragging my asthma up 9 floors. Now, get in the lift.
You go in the lift, I'll walk.
Get in the lift.
No pushing.
Well, get in.
I'll die.
You won't die.
Will. It'll jam.
It won't.
It'll catch on fire and we'll suffocate to death with flames.
Oh, shut up, Radcliffe. It won't burst into flames. Just get in. See, I'm in. See? No flames. I'm safe. Nice, safe lift. Mm-mm. Now, come in before I kill you.
Steve McQueen died in a lift.
He did not. He's still alive, Steve McQueen.
He did, too. I saw him in Towering Inferno. He died.
He didn't die. His stuntman did. And that was a Hollywood lift. This is an Australian lift, and they're not allowed to burn. There's a law against it. Now get in, the door's crushing my hand.
Can I press the button?
Oh, yes, get in.
All right. But no tricky stuff like turning the lights out.
Well, go on.
Which one do I press?
This one.
You did it. You said I could do it. You promised. Let me out.
Shut up.
But you said I could press...
All right. You can press another one.
Not that one. It stopped. It's jammed. We're going to die of flames.
It's all right. You press the stop button, see? Mm-hmm. You just press the 9 again. See? We're going again.
Mm. What happens if it does jam?
It won't. It can't. It's impossible for it to jam. But if it does, we just ring up the jam man to come and unjam it.
Oh, all right then. Hang on. There's no phone.
There is, just behind that little tin door marked emergency phone.
It's locked.
It's not locked. It's easy. All you do is open the door and...
It's empty. Somebody stole the phone. We're doomed. We're going to die.
Radcliffe, stop jumping up and down. The cable will break.
Well, how are we going to ring the unjam man?
Well, see those little wires?
Yeah?
Well, we have to shout down them. Real loud.
Hello?
Shut up. We're not jammed yet.
Just testing.
Look, we're nearly there. See? Read the numbers as they light up.
5, 6, 7... 8. We're slowing down. Help! Help!
Shut up.
We stopped. Hello? Hello?
Shut up. Will you shut up? We're here. See? The doors are opening. Now get out.
Boy, it's the last time you get me in one of these things. Next time we kidnap someone, they better live on the ground floor, or we just won't kidnap them. Unless they move.
Right, come on now. We're looking for number 937. 927. It's got to be this way.
Look, Dave. Someone's left their milk out. And the newspaper... they're probably dead.
9:29.
You know, died in their sleep and haven't woken up.
9:31.
You reckon we should give them a hand?
Shut up.
Death can be pretty nasty, you know. Especially if you're an old person.
9:35.
Pity to waste it. I think I'll go back and get the milk.
9:37. Forget the milk, we're here.
About time.
Ah, we're in luck, Radcliffe. It's a Yale lock. Give us the key.
Which one?
The Yale one. Give us it.
Yale. I don't have a Yale one.
I gave it to you.
You did not.
I did. Yesterday I gave it to you and I said, Radcliffe, here is the Yale skeleton key. Don't lose it.
Oh, that Yale key.
Yes, that Yale key. Now, where is it?
I hid it.
Where?
On the key ring.
Well, where's the key ring?
I hid it in my sock.
Well, where's your bloody sock?
On my bloody foot.
Well, get the key out.
I can't.
Why not?
It's not there. I took it out.
Why?
My foot was bleeding.
I'll bloody kill you, Radcliffe.
Don't worry, I didn't lose it. I'm not stupid, you know.
Well, where'd you put it?
I hid it. Somewhere very safe.
Where?
I tied it on a piece of string and flushed it down the toilet.
And?
The string broke. But it's all right. I haven't lost it.
Where is it?
The septic tank.
I'll kill you, Radcliffe.
Don't shout at me.
I'm not bloody shouting.
Yes, you are. You're always shouting at
me. I'm not.
You are. And you're always telling me to shut up.
Shut up.
See?
Well, give me a bobby pin.
I haven't got a bobby pin. You always expect me to have a bobby pin. Why would I have a bobby pin?
Shut up.
Why don't you have a bobby pin? You never expect you to have a bobby pin.
Shut up.
Girls have bobby pins.
Have you got any plastic there?
There you go again. Why would I have plastic? Why don't you have plastic?
A plastic what? If we've got some plastic, I can slide it in the door.
A plastic what? Plastic bucket? Plastic raincoat?
You can't open a door with a plastic raincoat.
I know that, Dave. I'm not stupid, you know. Besides, it's not even raining.
Shut up.
You can open a door with plastic explosive, but you didn't say that yesterday, did you? You always leave things to the last moment, Dave, and then expect me to come up with a pocket full of plastic explosives at the drop of a dog. Besides, I don't even know what it looks like.
Oh, will you shut up? A credit card will do it. Give me a bank card.
A bank card won't explode, if that's what you're thinking.
I don't want it to explode.
It won't. Banks wouldn't sell them if they did.
Look, give me a card and just shut up.
All right.
Thank you. Now, keep watching.
All right.
Oh, not me. The bloody hallway.
Why? There's no one around. Oh, what are you doing?
Shut up and keep watching.
No, I want to see what you're doing. It's my bank card, you know. I stole it from Auntie Pearl at Bernice's christening.
It's very simple, Radcliffe. You just slip the card in between the lock and the door frame and give it a quick flick up and...
You broke it.
Damn.
You broke my bank card. If I'd known you were going to break it, I'd never have stolen it.
Shut up.
Now what am I going to do? Auntie Pearls don't grow on trees, you know.
Will you shut up?
Why don't you get something pointy and stick it in the hole?
Like what?
I don't know. A key, I suppose. But we haven't got one, have we? Have a look under the mat. That's a good hiding place. Everyone does it.
Bloody bank card stuck in there now.
Go on, look under the mat.
No, no one puts keys under mats anymore.
A chisel will do it.
Right, give us it.
I haven't got one. But a chisel would do it, if we had one. But we don't. Unless you've got one.
I haven't got a chisel.
Yeah, that'd be right. Give us a bobby pin, Radcliffe. Give us a chisel, Radcliffe. Give us an outboard motor, Radcliffe.
Shut up. There's got to be a way of getting this door open. She'll be home soon.
Why don't we just pack it in and go to the pub?
We can't.
Why not? We can do it tomorrow. Who says that every kidnapping in the world has to happen on a Wednesday?
No, we've got to stick to the plan.
Maybe it's a shithouse plan.
It's not. It's a great plan.
If it's that great, it can wait until tomorrow.
It's a perfect plan. It can't fail.
If we can get the door open.
Oh, we'll get it open. Now, what have you got in your pocket?
My hand.
No, not your hand.
It is my hand. It's on the end of my arm, see?
No, what else have you got?
Two bob with a kiwi on it from Canada.
New Zealand.
Same thing. Some Travelodge soap. No, sorry. Oh, it's a midi with fur on it.
Come on, come on.
Half a bloody bank card. My Captain Friendly Way badge. A hanky with someone's bus fare in the corner.
Come on.
Greetings from Coffs Harbour nail file, shaped like a banana, and Auntie Pearl's top teeth.
Give us it.
Teeth won't open the door.
The bloody nail file.
Dave, listen. There's no way in the world you're ever going to open the door with it. How'd you do that?
Get inside.
Go on, how'd you do
it? I don't know, just get inside.
Stop pushing, show us how you...
Just get inside.
All right. Geez, you're crabby. Who is it?
Open the bloody door.
Isn't it you, Dave?
Radcliffe, open the bloody...
Where have you been?
Get out of my way.
Crabby.
Radcliffe, this mission depends on us remaining calm, alert, clear thinking, and you've gone stupid on me again.
I haven't.
You have, Radcliffe. Every time you get nervous or tense, you go stupid in the brain.
Oh, I just get scared.
Well, that's no excuse. I'm scared too.
Yeah, but you stay sensible.
That's right. I don't flush keys down dunnies. I didn't tell the suspicious janitor of this block of flats that we were here to deliver the grand piano and then explain that we forgot it.
Oh, well, I'll go and tell him we're delivering a fridge.
No.
A telly set?
No, we're not delivering anything.
All right, I'll go and tell him we're not delivering anything.
Come back here and sit down.
Well, it's all right for you to shout. I've never kidnapped anyone before.
Neither have I. And unless you stop screwing things up, no one's going to get kidnapped.
Oh, you reckon we should pack it in then?
No, look, Radcliffe, she'll be here in 10 minutes. We grab her and get the hell out of here and that's it, okay? So all we do is sit quietly and wait for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Put your gloves on. The other hand.
Oh, I know.
All right.
Where are you going?
The toilet.
Mm. You'll get germs.
Of course I won't get germs. Shut up. I'll be back in a minute.
Jeez, I'd laugh if he does get germs. Oh, hello, goldfish. Come on, boy. Up, up. Beg. Beg. Stupid bloody fish.
Radcliffe, turn the bloody thing off. What the hell do you think you're doing?
I was bored.
Well, can't you be bored quietly?
Sorry. your pants are down.
Sit down.
Yes.
And be very quiet.
Yes.
And don't touch anything.
Yes.
Just, here, read this magazine.
Read it.
Or read it again. Read the words this time.
Mm.
Right, now don't do anything else. I'll be back in a minute.
Smarty squib. Mm. Stupid bloody woman's bloody weekly. Aren't you wearing tweed?
No.
Rack off, hairy legs. Hey, fellas, I'm foreman material.
No, you're not. You're a puff in overalls.
Oh, hello.
Oh, g'day.
Who are you?
Well, Dave.
Hello, Dave. What are you doing here?
I'm not delivering anything.
Oh. Well, what are you doing?
Visiting.
How did you get in, Dave?
I don't know. You'll have to ask my mate. He did it. I wasn't watching.
I don't understand.
Anyway, who are you anyway?
Joan Passay from Hang-Ups, the wallpaper boutique around the corner. I've come to measure up the bedroom. Where is it?
I don't know.
Pardon?
Well, it must be here somewhere. It'd be the one with the bed in it. How'd you get in anyway?
She left the key under the mat.
I said that, but no one listens to me.
Good. Look, you do know her, don't you?
Yes. She's a blonde. She lives here. She owns that goldfish. Of course I know her. She'll be home in 10 minutes.
10 minutes. I was meant to have this done this morning. I'll just nip into the bedroom.
Righto.
By the way, I can't help asking, but why are you wearing gloves?
In case I decide I need to do some gardening.
But they're not gardening gloves.
No, that's why I'm not going to do any.
Good. Fine. Well, I'll be in the bedroom.
Righto. You a jiggler or a dangler? I jiggle in a cup, I dangle in a... Jiggle bells, jiggle bells, jiggle...
What are you doing? Shut up. Shut up, it's me.
It's all right.
Shh.
You've got a stocking over your face.
I know, shut up.
Oh, you look horrible.
What for?
Your nose is all squashed.
It's a disguise. Stop hopping up and down.
Oh, jeez, you gave me a fright.
Calm down. Here, put it on.
Does it hurt?
No, go on.
It tickles.
Pull it right down.
Oh, I can't. It's caught in my glasses.
Well, take them off. The glasses, stupid. Now put the stocking on.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Shut up.
Oh, I can't see to breathe.
Now put your glasses on over it.
Oh, it's all blurry.
Shut up.
What if I want to blow my nose?
Shut up.
How can I eat?
Shut up.
Oh, this is a stupid disguise. Why don't we just wear yellow hats?
Because we don't have any yellow hats.
Well, yellow hats would have been a terrific disguise. Why can't we wear the yellow hats I've bought?
Radcliffe, we've been through this 100 times. Yellow hats don't work. They make us look like herring fishermen.
What's wrong with that?
Herring fishermen don't kidnap people.
Well, they don't wear stockings on their heads either.
Oh, look, Radcliffe, sit down. Not on the fish tank. Right now, there's enough tension flying around this apartment without you and your yellow hat fixation. See what you've done, Radcliffe? See what you've done? You've got me back on the inhaler. I'm on the brink of my wheeze threshold.
Not my fault. I told you you'd get germs from the dunny.
You don't get asthma from toilet seats. You get it from tension, and that is you, Radcliffe. You're a carrier of terminal tension. You're the only thing I know who can give a paperboy a nervous breakdown. We are about to pull off the biggest ransom kidnapping in Australia. And do you have any idea what will happen if I'm pushed through my wheeze threshold into the infinite asthmatic beyond?
You go blue.
I go mauve, Radcliffe, mauve. And the only cure for mauve asthma is amputation. Not just ordinary amputation, but irreversible amputation. Which is so bad they only do it in Turkey. And they don't have Medibank.
Sorry. Dave?
What?
The squirty stuff's making your stocking melt.
Oh, damn. See what you've done now?
Hang on, I'll give you a hand.
No, don't, Radcliffe.
It's all right.
I'd rather do it.
It's all sticky.
No, Radcliffe, let go.
I'll pull it off.
Don't,
Radcliffe. Oh, it fell into your mouth.
I know it fell into my mouth. Oh, it feels like my tongue's bubbling.
Spit on it.
Shut up.
I'll just measure up the bathroom, then I'll be out of your way.
Righto, Joan.
Radcliffe, who's that?
Joan, of course.
Joan who?
Joan Hangpaper.
Where did she come from?
The bedroom.
How long has she been there?
Oh, a fair while.
Well, why didn't you tell me she was there?
You didn't ask.
What?
Did you? You didn't say, never once, is there a lady called Joan in the bedroom measuring wallpaper, did you? Because I would have said yes.
Oh, that's it, Radcliffe. That's it. I'm on the road to Mauve. Let's pack it in. You've really done it this time. We've got a witness before we've even committed the crime.
Well, I didn't tell her anything. All I told her was we're not delivering anything and I'm not wearing gardening gloves and the key was under the mat, smarty emu face.
And you're sure that's all you said?
Yeah, God's honour. That's all. We just introduced ourselves and I told her how
you
I...
You told her your name?
No, I gave her a false one.
What?
Yours.
Why?
Because you weren't using it. You were in the dunny.
Come on, Radcliffe. Let's get out of here before my lungs collapse.
So we are packing it in.
Of course we are.
I said that ages ago, but oh no, it wasn't a good idea then. But now it is a good idea just because you thought of it. Well, I don't think we should pack it in. I think we should stay in. Hey, with the mouth out of your stocking, you look like one of those clowns that turns its head at Luna Park and you drop in a ping pong ball down its mouth and you get a prize. I won a battery-powered canary once, but it barked, so I chucked it under a train.
Bloody stocking. Give us a hand to get it off. It's stuck to me. Lips, pull the top.
Righto, but the train missed.
Not too hard.
Yeah, so I got really angry and stamped on it and broke my ankle.
Geez, that hurts. Careful.
I'll pull it off quick like an old Band-Aid.
No.
Yeah, on the count of five. One, two...
Rip! Ah! Oh, you ripped off... half the skin off my lips. Didn't
hurt, though, did it? Because I tricked you.
Radcliffe, I'm going to...
Excuse me.
Ah!
Hello, Joan.
Shh, shh.
Look, what are you two doing?
Nothing. Still visiting.
Look, I know this must seem strange, but there's a very logical and straightforward explanation for all this.
What?
We're the men from Pesto and...
Pesto?
Pesto, that's right. Pesto. Pest exterminators to the nation. Over 100 years of spraying and slaying. Are you aware that there was a Pesto man at Gallipoli getting the dreaded Turkish borer from our boys' rifle butts? Perhaps you've heard the line, piss off pest with Pesto, our modest but vulgar slogan, coined under the reign of Hotlead at Anzac Cove. Give the lady a card, Radcliffe. Not the bank card, Radcliffe.
I haven't got one.
Oh, what a shame. Never mind, I'll mail you one.
Thank you.
Now, if I can escort you to the door...
What pests are there in this flat?
Under this carpet, the floor is absolutely riddled with borer. If you stand very still, you can feel them pulsating through the soles of your very charming, sensible, stout leather walking shoes.
It's a concrete floor.
Exactly. The worst kind. It's infested with acute but bestial Patagonian ready-mix borer. Recently brought to these shores by a rogue yam tanker from, Patagonia.
You're lying. You're a rapist.
With teeth like they've got, we don't rape them, we spray them. Besides, do we look like rapists?
What's a rapist?
I still don't believe you. I'm going to call the police.
No, don't call the police. We're playing a joke on you. We're not the men from Pesto and we're not rapists.
We're not kidnappers either.
No, kidnappers, that's rich. Anyway, we're old friends of Sue's, and she doesn't even know we're in town, and there's a whole bunch of us coming here this afternoon, flying in from all over the country. Don't know where the others are. Their Learjets must have stalled. It's going to be a real surprise birthday party tonight.
She had one last week. That's why I'm doing the wallpaper again.
Yes, well, that's because she has two birthday parties,
you see. Are you trying to tell me she was born twice?
Oh, no, no. What? She was expected twice.
What?
Well, she was born premature. A week or so early. And it's been a tradition in our mob, set, to celebrate her birthday twice, you see. What you're preparing is the carnage from her premature birthday party. Tonight is the one that should have been a real one, but wasn't.
You're lying, aren't you?
Yes.
You're burglars, aren't you?
No.
We're kidnappers.
We're not kidnappers, Radcliffe.
But, Dave, you said...
20 years first offence. No, we're just plain, ordinary, honest, six-month, good-behaviour bond burglars. Not even that. Amateur housebreakers, and we haven't even broken anything. 2 months good behaviour bond. In fact, all we did was wander off the street and unwittingly pick the lock.
And use the toilet a little bit.
Yeah, and that's not against the law. It's a constitutional right, as laid down in the Geneva Convention at Magna Carta. A man's throne is his castle, etc., etc., etc.
I'm going to call the police.
Make one move and I'll shoot.
All right, don't.
It's all right, Joan. It's not loaded.
Well, it's poisoned. One lick of this gun and you're dead inside 10 seconds. Come on, Radcliffe. Let's get out of here.
Bye-bye, Joan.
Shut up. And don't ring the cops. Remember, we know who you are. And it's probably a nice family you've got and you wouldn't want anything to happen to them.
I don't have a family.
Well, you wouldn't want anything to happen to the orphanage.
Eh?
Well, you know what I mean. And I'm serious. Radcliffe, tear the phone off the wall.
Why?
Just do it. Now, give us 10 minutes to get away, and then forget you've ever seen us. Otherwise, it's curtains for your foster parents.
Ooh.
Radcliffe, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set fire to the phone.
Why?
It won't come out of the wall.
Well, just pull the handpiece off.
I have.
Well, that'll do. Come on, let's go. Now, remember, 10 minutes, and you've never seen us before, right?
All right.
Cross your heart.
Yes.
And hope to die.
Come on, Radcliffe, let's get out of here. Bloody door.
Give us a go. It's locked.
Don't be ridiculous.
Give me a go. It's locked.
Don't be stupid. Out of the way. All right. Who locked the door?
It wasn't me.
It must have been me.
See?
Give us the key.
I haven't got it.
I'm afraid I haven't got it either.
Remember, this gun is poisoned.
It's outside. The key is outside. I put it back under the mat before I came in. I must have accidentally tripped the deadlock thing. Sorry.
Damn. I'm a dead man. That's it. Any minute now, I can feel it creeping up my ankles. Both feet firmly in the wheeze threshold. Here comes the mauve. Then, terminal purple.
You're going to turn purple just because the door's locked? Isn't that a bit childish?
Well, me inhaler's had the dick.
What?
See that? Nothing. Not a sausage. Just air. Just plain old death-giving air.
I don't understand.
My inhaler's empty. It's out of lung juice. Standing in front of you, madam, is a living corpse.
I've got an aspro.
How can I inhale an aspro?
I could crush it up for you.
No.
If I had a hammer. I could break the door down if I had a hammer.
I could kill you if I had a hammer.
We could get out the window.
It's 9 floors, Radcliffe.
If it wasn't so high. I know. Why don't we put a note in a bottle and chuck it out the window?
Why don't you put a note in your mouth and jump out the window?
I was only trying to help.
No one can help. We're doomed. Look at what you've done, Radcliffe. In half an hour, we've managed to achieve the impossible. We've got a crimeless witness, a kidless kidnap. We're trapped in our own ambush waiting for our own helpless victim to release us, if ever she has the decency to come home. I'm hurtling into terminal mauve, and you say chuck a bottle out the window.
Look, calm down. She'll be home any minute, and we can all have our nice little kidnapping and be happy again. Radcliffe, why don't you make a cup of tea?
Don't want a cup of tea.
Coffee?
Don't want a cup of coffee.
Well, what do you want?
I want to go to the toilet.
Well, go.
Germs.
Go.
Crabby squid face. Make a cup of tea, Radcliffe. Go to the toilet, Radcliffe. Jump out the window, Radcliffe.
Radcliffe.
I'm going.
Oh, I'm ready, God.
What made you think you'd ever get away with this kidnapping?
It was a perfect plan. Nothing could go wrong. I only made one mistake.
What?
Radcliffe.
He's a bit strange, Radcliffe.
He's mad.
Why the funny glasses and the stocking over his head?
The glasses are real.
Sorry.
The stocking's a disguise, so no one will know who he is.
But what about his T-shirt?
What about his T-shirt?
Oh, it's got... Hi, I'm Radcliffe, and I've been to Coffs Harbour across the back of it.
Well, what's the matter with that? He has been to Coffs Harbour. He likes bananas. Is that a crime, suddenly?
No, it's just that if he's that different, why do you hang around with him?
I have to. He's my brother.
Oh.
I've looked after him since he was a kid. The old man used to hit it a bit, and then Mum pissed off with the Ferris wheel mechanic, so we've been together ever since.
You don't do this full time, do you?
What?
Kidnap people.
Oh, no.
I didn't think so. Well, why are you doing it this time?
Well, we're not, are we? We're locked in, caught with our pants down a trap, like cooks in a broth without a paddle.
Well, why did you try to do it?
The money. This girl's old man's loaded. He owns Western Australia. Then he bought Tasmania to use as a garden shed, you know, somewhere to put his Victor. He claims Brisbane as a tax deduction, and Tammy Fraser does his washing.
What were you going to do with the money?
Oh, we had it all worked out. We'd leave the country, of course, because the cops would most probably be after us.
Where would you go?
Hobart. I'd become a professional gambler. Live the sophisticated life, you know, drink martinis, wear cufflinks and aftershave. A real expensive one like Brute or Old Spice. I'd chuck away the tin of possum gland splash on.
Oh, that's what that smell is. I thought it was the burnt phone.
Of course, I'd buy a red car, a new one, and probably a chauffeur to light my cigarettes. Money's no object. I could even take up smoking if I wanted to.
What about Radcliffe? What was he going to do?
He wants to race speedboats in New Guinea.
Why?
I told you he likes bananas. He's going to call his boat Coffs Harbour.
Because he's been there?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do now?
I don't know. I can only think of one thing.
What?
Get arrested. Go back to jail. Good old 409 D block. The only cell with a blue door and Buena Vista written on it. And a Mexican letterbox with a mouse in it. Radcliffe built it because he was expecting a letter from Mum. He checked it every morning for 4 years and then gave up. Now, Coffs Harbour the Mouse lives there.
What were you in jail for?
Everything. Mainly Radcliffe.
What did he do?
Well, he kept painting other people's speedboats yellow, then illegally pranging them against South Head. Of course, since he's got his glasses, he's been a lot better. Last time he missed South Head by a mile. And if it wasn't for the Oriana, he would have made it to New Guinea.
Look, Dave, it is Dave, isn't it?
Yes.
Would you do something for me?
What?
Seeing as though we're all locked in here together.
Yes.
Will you stop holding the gun to my head?
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It was just hurting a bit.
It's not really poisoned, you know.
Get away.
I mean, it's not even... Ah!
Are you all right?
Yes, are you?
Yes. Oh. It broke the goldfish tank.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't know... Radcliffe?
Yes?
Ah! Radcliffe, you could have killed us both.
It was only one bullet.
We weren't going to load the gun, remember?
Sorry, Dave, I forgot. Then I couldn't think of anywhere to hide the bullet. A bloke's allowed one mistake, isn't he?
You had yours in 1954 when you chucked a licorice all sort at the Queen.
I want to go home.
We're going home, Radcliffe, any minute now. They're going to come in with their little blue van and take you home to Uncle Animal, the warder. But this time, Radcliffe, this time you're going to be by yourself. I'm getting a cell with someone else.
Who?
Anyone. Ralph the Skull, Ratsack Greg, Dad. I don't care as long as it's not you.
You'll get germs.
I don't care.
Oh, Dave.
Shh, there's someone... Oh, hello, Joan. What are you... Measuring the wallpaper. Sorry, Sue. I somehow managed to lock myself in and...
Well, who are... What are these men doing?
Talking about us?
Yes.
Oh, well, what are we doing? We're
going to jail.
Pardon? What's happened to my goldfish?
Dave shot it.
I didn't shoot it. Well, I did, but I didn't mean to. More put it down than shoot it. Poor thing was suffering. Broken fin, you know. Must have tripped over some seaweed or fallen off its perch or something. Bad case of euthanasia.
I don't understand, Joan. What's going on?
I'm sorry, Sue. I had a bit of an accident with a gun while I was measuring up. Sorry, I'll pay for the damage. These two chaps are... This is Dave.
Hello.
And this is Radcliffe.
Hello. I've been to Coffs Harbour.
I can see that.
And they're working for me. But I just fired them because they're so useless. So don't worry, because they're not coming back here. Ever. Are you?
No.
Goodbye, Dave.
Goodbye. Come on, Radcliffe.
Bye-bye, Joan.
Why was he wearing a stocking over his head?
Because he likes bananas.
Oh.
Because He's My Brother was written by Gary Riley and Tony Zettler. You heard Graham Kennedy, Robert Hughes, Jackie Weaver, and Laurel McGann. Sound effects by Steve Collins. Recorded and engineered by Michael Byrne. Produced by Gary Riley and Tony Sattler. Executive producer, Julianne Ford. Graham Kennedy's RS Playhouse is an RS production for the ABC.